A lot to do, guys. Let's go. Everyone got the packet? Okay, let's begin. We know that on Yom HaDin, and it's important that I want to stress to you, I think in most places in New York, I think Nate's has got to be about 6:43. Okay, there is Yerushalmi that says that Hashem judges us on the first 3 hours of the day, on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Since Hashem judges and through the first 3 hours of the day, we should not be sleeping, because it's not the coveted. In fact, the Yerushalmi has a lashon that you don't want to have a slumbering year. So therefore, the minig is in many yeshivas is to be up by Nates. So it's really not that early, guys. So I would advise and recommend, find out what it is, about 6:40 in New York. Get up a little bit earlier than that, you know, say brachas, say brachas atayr, wash. You're already learning during Yom HaDin, when Hashem is actually judging us. The Ramah kind of took that, extended that, and he doesn't say like the Ramah says you're not allowed to take a nap on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Maharam Rutenberg did take a nap. It was one of the Rishonim. They say the Steinberg did too. So Rav Shechter Shlita was Masber to us because the original marker is sleeping in the beginning of the day, not during the afternoon. You follow me? So at least we should try to do what the marker is, that we should be up and learning and be ready to go, even though you might not be diving until 7:30 or 8, but still you're ready to go and make sure that that's the most ideal way to make sure that we're doing that. Halacha l'maisa. So, also, I wanted to mention that we know that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow the shofar on the first day. Midrabanan, we blow the shofar on the second day. And then there's a machlokes between the Mechaber and Mada, we say Shechianu on the second day. We say Shechianu on the first day. The question is, do we say Shechianu on the second day? Ashkenazim do. We do say, the Ramah says we say Shechianu on the second day by the shofar, if you remember. And the Mechaber says we don't, Sfardim do not say Shechianu on the second day. They only say it on the first day. So that's why I wanted to take today, okay, to go through the Inyanim on shofar, okay? That we should have a Havanah. And then we should write that we should keep in mind, the Rambam writes that the shofar is a spiritual alarm clock. It's supposed to awake the people that are slumbering. And therefore we're supposed to awaken ourselves and hear the heart and hear the call and be able to focus on this day. And as we said that Rosh Hashanah, the focal point is what? Adam, we said the focal point is being Mamlech Hashem. It's not about us. We don't mention Al-Khay. We don't mention Hashamnu. It's about being Mamlech Hashem, making the king over us. And if there's a part of davening you don't understand what's going on, you should have that in mind, that we are now being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are making the king. It's the process of making the king. It's not enough to accept the pre-existing kingdom. We have to, Dani, let's get it down, coronate Hashem as the Melech. We have to coronate Him as the king. And that's why Shema Yisrael is not enough. You have to say all 10 psukim. That is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. I want you to get everything down. That's why we say Tashlich. Why do we say Tashlich? The Gemara says in Hurrius. Why? Because when you anoint the king, where do you anoint the king? You pour oil over his head? By waters. Why by waters? Because you're giving him a bracha that his king, his kingship, his reign should spread like what? Should spread like waters. That's why Hashem is the king of kings. And that's why we say Tashlich. It's really a side thing that we want to throw our sins into the river. Rosh Hashanah is not about sins. It's not about us. Who's it about? It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we begin our service to make tshuva. 2 whole days are devoted to declaring Him as the king. It's a joke to embark on the road of tshuva without declaring Him as our king. We devote 2 full days, a fifth of the service to make tshuva, to this notion that He's our king. Then you can embark upon the road of doing tshuva. But only 2 full days. And that's why even in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the Gon. Do you know they skip Avinu Malkinu Chatanu Lefanecha? That line is skipped. Why is that line skipped? It's because he's mentioned nothing about chait. The Ramah says you don't eat nuts. Nuts is a gematria of chait. Also causes spit and saliva and might disturb your davening. Okay? So I want you to note that. Also, we should, before we begin the Mahalach, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to eat your heart's desire. Lo yochol kol sovim. If you normally eat 5 helpings or something, eat 4. If you normally eat 3, eat 2. If you normally eat 2, eat 1. Because you're in trepidation. It's in may pocket. It's in may yira. That's why we don't say halo. A sifra chayim, a sifra mesim, if talking about temo mshira, gomor erkin daf yud. That's why we don't say hal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There is a mix of simcha, but it's toned down. It's tempered. Because it's Yemei Adin. Okay? And Lamaisa, we'll get to the end, and glean that at the end of Shir, if we get to it, Lamaisa, about what the coinage of the day really is all about. Yes, Matthew, go ahead. Here you are, David.
I know that when it comes to filling,
yes,
there's a Machlokes versus the two brachas. That's why we say Ajnaz, and we say for the second bracha, we say bracha and kol bracha because we don't want to say bracha of the color.
Right, because we're Machlokes from Rashi. Machlokes Rashi have been in time.
So why, when it comes to shofar, do we not?
Difference, a different Machlokes. We accept the psak that we say a Shechianu on the second day. It's not a suffix.
It's just a different
power. Yeah, we accept the psak that we say on the second day. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, everyone has the packet. Let's begin from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kaf Kesef and Aleph. Let's see inside, okay? Who wants to read the Gemara Kiva? How about, you want to read?
Yeah.
Go ahead, let's go. Let's see the Gemara, guys. A lot. Get down your notes. You have a whole Mahalath. Maybe you could say it in your shuls, this whole Mahalath, this whole shir. You want to say it in your shul, Vamaisa. If the Rav wants a break, he'll give you the pulpit to say the shir. Okay, go ahead, Akiva. What do you say? Kaf Kesef and Aleph Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead. They sent the Shiloh to the father of Shmuel. Go ahead. If you force a guy to eat matzah on the Seder night, he's Yatzah. So the Gemara asks, go ahead. Who forced you? Maybe it was a shade that forced you. The Rambam says that shades are allegories. The Vilna Gaon writes, the Rambam is blinded by philosophy. We do have what? We do have shade. We just can't see them. Okay?
The Chofetz Chaim, there was a with the Chofetz Chaim.
Okay. It might be different than shade, but okay, whatever it is, frek the Gemara. Batanya, go ahead.
Batanya, itim chalim, itim shotet.
What does the word itim mean?
There are times.
Sometimes the guy is healthy. I want you to get every word. Sometimes the guy's a shota. Kishahu what?
Kishahu chalim, harayu b'chol dvarav.
When he's healthy, he's like a pikeach b'chol dvarav, and he can fulfill mitzvahs. Go ahead. So how do you say if a shade forced you to do something, you are insane at that point? You are not stable. You're not mentally sane. You're insane. And a shota is pata for mitzvahs. So how can you say the yotz in the mitzvah? If a shade forced you to eat the matzah on the little seder, how can we say yotz? It's a pella. Gemara asked the kasha. Go ahead. What's the answer?
Amaravashi.
No, it was anti-Semites. It was a Persian non-Jew that forced you to eat the matzah, like Achmanajab, who used to be the head of president of Iran, who hates Klal Yisrael. He forces you to eat the matzah on Seder night. Are you Yotze? The Gemara says you're Yotze. What do you see from this? Go ahead, Amarava.
Amarava is Osimaris, Tokiel Lashir Yotze.
Oh, you see, Tokiel Lashir is Yotze. If you sit in shul and you hear someone blow the shofar, but you love the shofar because it's musical instrument sound, are you Yotze? Yes. Meaning, what's the phrase? Mitzvahs, Ein, Srichos, Kavana. Go ahead, get it. Go ahead, Shita. The bottom line is, Matz, you were chayv to eat, and you ate. About what? But here it comes to what Zichron Shrua. Here there's a notion of what concentration. Go ahead. And this guy's listening because he likes the sound. Kamash Milan. Excellent. Okay, look at the Rashi in the bottom. Rashi in the bottom of Chesum and Aleph. Go ahead. Ma'udit Tema. The last Rashi in Omer Aleph. Let's say a guy eats a piece of chalev, which is a chiyuv karis. He thought it was kosher meat. He thought it was an OU. So is he chayav achatas? Yes, because he had a hana. The fact that he's filled his stomach up, that supplants the lack of kavanah. If he lived with a woman, he thought it was his wife, and it turned out to be a married woman, someone else's wife. He's chayav achatas, because the hana that he got supplanted the lack of kavanah. So Rashi says, we transfer that concept to the world of mitzvahs. And therefore we say the guy ended up eating the matzah, that supplants the lack of kavanah. And therefore what? The chiddush is, I would understand by matzah yotzah, but shofar, I would think you're not yotzah. Kamash mani yotzah, because mitzvahs ain't srichas kavanah. So you see that Rava holds, mitzvahs ain't srichas kavanah, bottom line. Rashi gave the example of tokeya l'shir, that you love the instrument, or you're being tokeya for a shade to get rid of a ruach ra me'al. You have some ruach ra on you, and you blow the shofar to the shade to get rid of the ruach ra. So you see that Rava writes mitzvah sein shirkas kavana. Go ahead, Kiva, you're doing a great job. Bottom.
Rabbi, quick question.
Yes, go
so,
ahead.
So would a woman be chayv misa if she had relations with someone?
No, she also has anna. Hana lack.
What?
Hana. She also has anna.
She has anna.
She's chayv chattis. She did it with shogeg too.
So why don't we say...
We're talking about a case where they both thought it was...
I know, I understand. Yeah. So why don't we say she's chayv misa? Why don't we go all the way?
She did it with shogeg. She did it with shogeg. She's chayv chattis. If she did it with mage, she should be chayv, correct? Yes.
But if you say kenene does is supplants the kavana, why don't we say
no? But supplants the kavana to say you're chayav achatas. Otherwise, the woman who's misasik is not even chayav achatas. He doesn't know what's going on. If I'm saying a shir on Shabbos, I clap on the shtender, a light goes on behind me, and I don't know that, I'm not chayav achatas. That's called misasik. It raised it to a level of doing a ma'aseh b'shogeg. Does everyone hear what Ephraim said? Otherwise, it's a nothing. You have to have some type of what? Some type of notion of what you're doing. I didn't know what is a chattis. I didn't know it was Shabbos, or I didn't know it was Usher. But I know what I'm doing. I didn't know the light was going on behind me. Okay? All right. Akiva. So Rav holds mitzvah sein shirkas kavana. What does Reb Zeira say on the bottom? Please get it down. Amalei Reb Zeira.
Amalei Reb Zeira.
Reb Zeira said to his shamish.
Yichavin v'takali.
Please have kavana and blow for me. Go ahead. Amakasavar.
Amakasavar mashmiya by kavana.
Okay, I want you to get it down. There's a machloikas between Rava and Reb Zeira. Do mitzvah sneed kavana or not? Okay? This is a machloikas all over Shas. Whether mitzvah sneed kavana or not. Now, the Gemara presents this by mitzvahs that are diraisa, like reading Kriya Shema. And the Gemara presents it even by mitzvahs of the Rabbanan. Like what? Let's get it. Let's get it down. Like what? Korech. Korech. And then the Psachim is the Rabbanan. Bizman is that. So the Gemara presents the machloikas where the mitzvahs need kavana or not, both on mitzvahs d'iraisa and on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. How do we paskin l'halacha?
And srichas.
Mechaber writes mitzvahs srichas kavana in Simin Samach. The Shulchan Aruch paskin mitzvahs srichas kavana, but there is a machloikas, Dani, between the Magen Avraham and the Chuvas Meshem, the Chuvas Arabas, who says the Mechaber paskin Ariel, let's get it, that mitzvahs srichas kavana only by mitzvahs d'iraisa, Yehuda. Let's get it. Only by mitzvahs that are the Yeraisa Dini Kavana. But mitzvahs the Magen Avraham in the name the Chuvas Haradbaz. But mitzvahs the Rabbanan do not need Kavana. And the Vilna Gaon comes along and argues on the bottom of the page of the Bir HaGron. He says, no, mitzvahs Srichas Kavana both by mitzvahs the Yeraisa and by mitzvahs the Rabbanan. So I want you to know this Psak. Adam, you got me? It's a major machloikis. What is the scope of the Psak of the Mechaber that says mitzvah srichas kavana? Okay? So major machloik is what the scope of the psak is. Now we have to crystallize what exactly is the case. The Chai Adam says beautifully. The Chai Adam says as follows. I can give you one polar and I can give you another polar. For example, let's say the following case. Let's say you have the biggest tzaddik in the world that is about to shake the lulav. The biggest tzaddik in the world, Hirtzvi, is the biggest tzaddik in the world, and he's about to shake the lulav, and what happens? He starts daydreaming and thinks about the ball game the second before. What's the din in that case? What do you guys think?
Yotza.
If you hold mitzvah sein shrichas kavana, you're definitely yotza. What happens if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana? You would think you're not yotza, but he says kola osa. Aldas Rishonahu Osa. The Chayadim says you would be Yotz in that case. Even according to the modern Mitzvahs Kavana. Because the Tzaddik was thinking about it the whole time. He said all the Hinduism Muslims. He daydreamed for a second. No big deal. That's one polar. Let's go to the other polar. Let's say you take a Jew who's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. Ever. And he lights a candle one Hanukkah night because it's a birthday or he can't see. Is that man Yotz in Hanukkah candles or not? If you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, then definitely not. What happens if you hold mitzvah ein srichas kavana?
Yeah.
I would think yes. No, says the chayav. This guy's a misasik. He doesn't know what's flying. It's like me saying the shir, hitting the shten, and the light going on behind me. So that case, definitely not yotze according to everyone. So where is the case, David, in the middle, where we crystallize, where we have this machlokes all over Shas? You know what it is? Tokei l'shir. We just learned it. When Yakiva, you know what you're doing, you're sitting in shul, but I love the shofar because I love the sound, it's like a symphony. but I also know it's a mitzvah Hashem. But when I'm listening for alternative motives. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I hold mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, then I'm not Yotzei. If I hold mitzvah Ein Shrichas Kavana, then I am Yotzei. You got this? That is the crystallization of the Chai Av. You got to know this. That is the middle case where they argue. And where we have here is a Machlokes and Amoraim, how we paskin, Halacha L'maaseh, which sheet do we go with? Okay? So that's very clear. We got this clear, guys? No. That's how we're setting it up in the Gemara. Yes, Matthew, what's not clear?
Bro, can you just repeat the case you're arguing, the crystallization?
The middle case, where you're sitting in shul, you know what shofar is, but you're listening for shir. You're listening because you love the musical enjoyment. I'm sitting there doing the mitzvah, but I'm what? Doing it for alternative motives. Is that good or not? If I omit the Shrichas Kavana, it's not good. If I omit the Ein Shrichas Kavana, then it is good. And Rav Rava holds Mitzvah Ein Shrichas Kavana, and Rav Zeira holds Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. David, you got me? Okay. Now let's look at the Rambam. David, go ahead.
So, like, let's say I say a bracha completely by habit, like it wasn't even, like I had an orange, did not think about it, the halal, and I just said the bracha totally by habit.
So brachas on food are the Rabbanan, right?
So if you hold like the grah.
If you hold like the grah, okay, basically we say, we would say al-das rishonu hu osa. We're not machmer, we let it go.
What if I mamish had, I didn't have any das?
Right, we assume if you do it again, who says you're going to have kavan anyway? It might be a bracha of a tolum. Same thing by davening, okay? All right, here we go. Let's go to the next page in the packet. What does the Rama paskan on this shayla? Okay, Donnie, let's go, let's get it down. What does the Rama paskan on this topic, whether mitzvah shrichas kavanah or not, in this sugi?
Shrichas.
Let's see. Go ahead, Akiva. Says the Rama Nukh Shofar. Go ahead. Perek Beis Alocha Dalet. Let's get it down. Go ahead.
I'm asking with the Kiyah Shofar, Lislamed.
What's Lislamed?
To learn.
To practice. Right. Go ahead.
Lo yatzadei chovaso.
Excellent.
Lechen ha-shomei amin ha-misasek lo yatzad.
Go ahead.
Niskavin shomei alatzei tzidei chovaso, lo niskavin ha-tokei alotzio, o sh niskavin ha-tokei alotzio, lo niskavin ha-shomei alatzei lo yatzadei chovaso.
Excellent. So who does the Rama Pasuk like? Rav or Rav Zeira?
Rav Zeira.
The Rama Pasuk in Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah and Nechel Shofar. Excellent.
Like you,
next page.
He holds the next level.
No, he holds like Rav Zeira.
No, Rav Zeira said only the Shomei needs
it. No, Rav Zeira said Mashmi and Nami. For sure the Tokeya needs. For sure the Tokeya needs Dani. He was just saying, I want you to know the guy that's blowing it. He said, please have Kavanah. He says, Mashmiya boy Kavanah. Of course, the guy that's
Yotze. The Tokeya and the Shomea.
The Tokeya and the Shomea need Kavana. Correct. So Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Okay. Go ahead, open up the Rambam, next page. Perik Vav Alocha Gimel Chachomet Chomet Sumatza. Go ahead. What was the case? A Goyim either coerce you or a robber coerces you to eat it, you're Yotze. Go ahead. A lot of guys ask me in center, what's the word nichve mean? What is nichve? It means he's sick. He's sick, beit yitusa, when he's a shaita. The word nichve means he's sick, mentally insane. That's what nichve means. So he ate it when he was a shaita. Go ahead. V'acharkach. Then he got better. He's mechuyev to eat after he gets, after what? After he gets better. Because when he ate it, go ahead. Right, a shot is potter from mitzvah. So when he ate it, he was potter from mitzvah. You're not yotzeh. So when you get better, you got to re-eat it. What do you mean? The first eating was good? No, it wasn't good. Because you ate it when you were potter. So you have to re-eat it. So David, what is this Rambam saying? Mitzvah what? What is he saying? If the goy forces you. Or the, he says mitzvah sen shrichas kavanah. So we have a blatant seer in the Rambam. Please get it down. Does the Rambam paskin mitzvah shrichas kavanah? Or does he paskin in mitzvah? The Rambam was a tzaddik. He knew everything. He cannot contradict himself. So what we're going to offer today is, I want you to get everything, four different mahalchim to answer the steer in the Rama. I want you to get all the mahalchim, okay? That's how we're going to try to say, B'ez Hashem, four different mahalchim to solve the steer in the Rama. Yes, Tani?
How can you compare those two cases? If in the first case, by the robbers, you're still chayav.
Doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. He had no kavana. He was under duress. It says below kavana. When you do the mitzvah, you have to have kavana. Rambam says you don't need it. You're yotze.
They're two different cases.
Okay, but we have to come up with a distinction. Okay, so let's go. So yes, speak. Yes, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shofar like Rav Zeira, the kavana, the okay, and the mashmiya need kavana, both the listener and the blower need kavana. Whereas when it comes to matzah, the Rambam paskens, if someone stuffs it down your throat, you have no intention to fulfill the matzah, fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah at the Seder, you're still yotzi no matter what. Adam, clear? Steer in the Rambam. Okay. So I want to give the first answer. Let's go. First answer runs as follows. Let's get it. We had mentioned before that Shmuel, the great Amora, in Krisus, and Daf Yutes, and Sanhedrin, Daf Sachem, Samet Beis, says, Hamisasik b'chalobim v'arayis chayim shekein nene. You eat a piece of chaylev, you thought it was an OU piece of meat, you're chayim achatz. What do you mean? I didn't know. But I had kavana. I had no kavana. In fact, I filled my stomach up, so plants a lack of kavana. The fact that the man lived with a woman who he thought was his wife, and it was not, it was someone else's wife, is chayav achatis. What do you mean? Why is he chayav? He had no kavana. The fact that he had anas supplants a lack of kavana. Now, what world is that in? That is in the world of Averis. That's the world of Averis. Please get it. Shekein Nen is in the world of Averis. Says the Ran, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran, that will be the first answer to solve the steer in the Rambam. Let's transport that theory of Shekein Nene to the world of mitzvahs. And therefore, even though the guy during the Seder had no kavanah to eat the matzah, none at all, but since it was stuffed on his throat and his stomach is full, that supplants the lack of kavanah, and therefore he is yotzei to the mitzvah of eating matzah without a doubt. And therefore, when it comes to shofar, where shofar is not eating and is not hanah, you might get hanah listening. When we talk about hanah, we mean physical hanah that you ingest. Tosos writes this in Psachim, on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Tosos says, why don't you say a bracha when you look up at the sun? Aren't you getting hanah? No, Yotzer Amoros is a bracha of Shevach that Hashem creates it every day. When we talk about hanah, we talk about hanah that you ingest, either through eating or through inyanim of what inyanim tznis. And therefore, it's considered to be external. That's all external. So therefore, when it comes to achila, matzah, you ingested it, and therefore that supplants the lack of kavana. Therefore, you are yotzeh. When it comes to shofar, which is not what?
Physical
hanah that you ingest, and therefore you don't ingest it. Therefore, the halacha is that you are not going to be yotzeh. Namely, what is the rule? The rule is that the Rambam passes. Which is the rule, guys? Shofar or matzah? Shofar is the rule, according to the first answer. Meaning that Rambam paskens mitzvah srichas kavana, and matzah is the exception because the hana you get supplants the lack of kavana. But after it's all said and done, according to the first answer, the Rambam writes the rule is what? Shofar. And matzah is the exception. So if I would give you just the first answer and I would ask you, what is the psak of the Rambam? You would tell me the Rambam paskens mitzvah srichas kavana. Shofar is emblematic of the rule. Matzah is the exception because the hana that you got supplants the lack of kavanah. That's the first answer I want to go. One second, Simi. But you see clearly the Chiddush being the Kesef Mishnah in the name of the Ran, that we are transporting the theory of Misase that exists in the Gemara in the world of Averis, and we're transporting it to the world of what? Mitzvahs. That is the Chiddush Nifla. Now I want to just add on. The Rav Zatzal said, there's a Machlokes Mechaber Olah, the first night of Sukkos. We always said the first night you're obligated to eat in the sukkah. Is there a ptur of mitzvah the first night? If a person's too cold or he's sick, is mitzvah part of the first night? The Machaber says yes. Svardim are mekel, and the Ramah says what? What does the Ramah say? You have to eat there. Correct. Excellent, Donnie. There is no ptur of mitzvah. What is the machleik between the Machaber and the Ramah? So the Rav Zatzal was fond of saying the following. The first night in the sukkah, is it a mitzvah of achila, or is it a mitzvah of yeshiva that manifests itself in eating? You plug it in for me. Halach lamaisa. That what?
If it's yeshiva,
then you should have the ptur of what? Mitzdayer. That's like machaber. Teishvu kein tadiru. Live in the sukkah like you would during the year. If it's too cold out, you put the heat on in your house. You don't sit in the cold. So if the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, then the ptur of mitzvah should apply the first night. But if you hold the mitzvah as a what? A mitzvah of achila, then achila is what? Halacha lemaisa, you got to eat no matter what. Right? There's only a ptur of mitzvah, or pashup shah, L'maisa, the mitzvah is of achila, and therefore the mitzvah is of achila, then there should be no what? There should be no p'tur of what? P'tur of mitzvah, because l'maisa, the achila is, you have to eat no matter what. Teishu gandaduru, the p'tur of mitzvah patas you about dwelling. But the mitzvah is achila, you gotta eat. You gotta eat no matter what. Halach l'maisa. So if you gotta eat no matter what, there's no p'tur of mitzvah. So that's the first answer to solve the steer in the round. Yes, Simi, go ahead.
Would that be considered physical?
No. It has to be eating. Eating has to be physical ingestion. Okay, yes, Donnie.
I thought the mitzvah was dafka, the mitzvah itself overeating, because you're doing with other people, even if you already ate. Therefore, the mitzvah is whatever it's called. The mitzvah is...
Which mitzvah are you referring to?
Like eating or like kiddushin, hamotzi, and the sukkah.
That's what I'm saying. The mitzvah on the first night, how do you formulate the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah yeshiva besukkah that you fulfill through eating, or is the mitzvah mamish eating? Eating straight up. If the mitzvah is yeshiva, then there's a patur of mitzvahir.
Actually, isn't the mitzvah yeshiva?
That's the machlekes. It's machlekes machaber. That's what the Rav's saying. It's a machlekes. We paskin like the Ramah, Ashkenazim. That you have to go out and eat there, like you're right, that it's an achila. So depending on how you paskin. But that's how the Rav was mazim machlekes machaber. But that is the chiddush of the first answer I want to bring out. That we are transferring the theory of misasik shekeinana from the world of averus to the world of mitzvahs. Yes, David?
So the Ramah is saying that daft about eating, meaning for sleeping, you would even agree that you're potter if you're...
Yeah, sleeping, the yateshu kein to do. We're talking about the eating. Mitzvahs, okay. You have to eat there. No mitzvahs sleep there, first. Not obligated mitzvahs to eat, sleep there. Okay, that's the first answer. Let's go number two. Second answer. Let's get it down. Next page in the packet. Go ahead, Akiva. You're doing a great job. Taisim, Sakim, Kuf, Tev, Vavim, and Alf. The last line, two lines of the Taisim were underlined. Go ahead.
Baraisos, the Asim, the Baal, Kavana, the Gavit, Tfilo, Utikia, Vai, Kavana, Tfei,
Kid, Tfei, Rishis. Okay. Tosus writes here that you should lump together Tkia with Tfilo. There's a very powerful line of the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a sefer called the Mohammed Hashem. Why is it called Mohammed Hashem? Because the Rif lived in Fez, Morocco. He was a great, great gaon and wrote all the halachas from the Gemara. And then there was this young, great Talmid Chacham, the Baal Amor, who argued on the Rif. And the Ramban thought it was a chutzpah that this young Rav is cholik on the Rif. So the Ramban wrote a sefer to defend the Rif called the Mechametz Hashem. Some sect is more a cotton. He wrote it when he was younger. Some are more gadol. He wrote it when he was older. Whichever it was, the Ramban wrote a sefer to defend the Rif. And there's a line in the Mechametz Hashem that the Rav made famous, which I want you to get it down. The Rav said, shofar must be done in the landscape of tefillah. Shofar must be done in the landscape of tefillah. You need to be in the landscape of tefillah for shofar to be meaningful. And the Rav said a beautiful line, which I want you to get. A shofar is like davening without words. That's what the Rav said, the Ramban saying. You hear that beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful description? A shofar is like davening without words. And therefore, we do the tekiyas before, you're right, but the ikr ones are what? During the Chazar Shashats. That's why the Rav, the Brisker Rav, didn't like answering Bruch Shemo, because whenever anyone is being motzu in brachas, Kiddush Avdol, we never say Bruch Shemo. Might be a hefsek. You always just say Amen. The Note of Yudah writes. You know, when someone's telling you, doing Kiddush and Avdallah for you, you never say Baruch Hashem, might be a Hefzik. You just answer Amen. So if he's trying to be Motzi, the Chazan, and the Brachas, and you need the shofar to be in the what? Landscape of Brachas, and you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem. That's how the Brisker Rav and the Rav said. It's a Chumrah. Mr. Bruce says you can't. But that's what they believe strongly. But the notion of shofar is a din in tefillah. You got to get this. That's what it means, Donnie. Get it down. Shofar is a halakha properties of tefillah. And since it is properties of tefillah, it is very powerful. It is davening without words. And that's why we put it in that concept of one. In fact, Rashi writes al Torah, what does he define Zichron Teruah? Malchios, Shofros, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Correct. Each one has 10 psukim. Why is he defining Zichron Teruah like that? Everyone asks, Shmon Esrei is the Rabbanan. It's a kiyum. Tefillah and Tefillah and shofar good come together. They come together. That's exactly Akiva what Tosas is saying here. What does Tosas say? You read it very nicely. Tefillah utkia boy kavanah tfei. Guys, davening requires a higher level of kavanah. I'll show you another steer in the Rambam.
So is it just like
Davin? Let me just show you another steer in the Rambam. There's a Reb Chaim, the first Reb Chaim, in his Chibur on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in one place in the Hilchos Tefillah, you need Kavanah throughout all of Shmon Esrei. And then in another place, the Rambam writes, all you need is Kavanah in the first Bracha. Steer in the Rambam, second steer we're doing today. So Reb Chaim postulates the following theory. There are two types of Kavanah. There's Kavanah that you're standing in front of the Eibishter, in front of Hashem, that you need from the beginning till end. If you think about the ball game in the middle, it's bad. But then there's a second type of Kavanah, which is what? Perush HaMilim. You have to translate and know what each word means. That's Ma'akev in which Bracha? The first Bracha. It's ideal, and that's why I want you to, I recommend today, tomorrow, look at the Ma'akev so you know what you're going to be opening up. You know what you're going to be saying. But there's no doubt that there are two types of Kavanah, says Reb Chaim. And therefore, when it comes to Tkiyah and Tfilah, you require Kavanah Tfeidan. It requires a higher level of Kavanah. Because a Tfilah without Kavanah is not a Tfilah. A Davening without a Kavanah is not Nishkin Tfilah. A Tkiyah without Kavanah is not called Kavanah. It's not called a Tkiyah. And we're so medactic. You know, when you do Shvarim Trua, the Mechaber says that you're supposed to do it in one breath. You know the Baal Tokeya? And when you do Shvarim Trua, where? In the middle of what? Tekiyas Demumad, in the middle of Chazar Shatz, what do you do Shvarim Trua? Two breaths. You understand? It's 1-2. That's how I remind the Baal Tokeya in the Shul. Shvarim Trua is one breath he's got to do it in the first set of Tekiyas. But the ones in Chazar Shatz, you do a Shtei Neshimas, Shvarim Trua. There are details. So according to this, I want you to get down, and we have a second answer in the Rambam. Let's go. Here it's the opposite answer. The rule, according to the Rambam, is matzah. Matzah, we paskin, mitzvahs what, Yoni? This is the second answer. Mitzvahs ain't zrichas kavanah. According to the second answer, matzah is the rule. Shofar is the exception. Why is shofar the exception? Because it's a din in what? Tefillah, like the Ramban. And tefillah without kavanah is not a davening. It's not a tekiyah. So according to the second answer, if I would ask you, what is the Rambam's psak by what? Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, what does he say? He holds Ain't Srichas Kavanah, meaning that Matzah is the rule. Shofar is the exception because of Tefillah. Oh, that's the second answer. And that's very powerful, guys. We built up by the Shofar's like Tefillah. That's what Tosis means, Boy Kavanah Tvei. Okay, let's look at the second packet now. The packet in Brachas. For a third answer. Let's try to get a third answer now. Solve the third answer in the Rambam. You'll come up with the third answer in the Rambam. Okay? Go ahead, Kiva. See that everyone has a Gemara Brachas, Dav Yud Beis, and Aleph. Okay, keep your place in the first packet. Now we go to that second packet. Go ahead, Kiva. Let's say a guy's holding a cup of wine in his hand. Ukasavar, and he holds what? And he thought it was what? Thought it was beer. Oh, so when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, what did he think? He thought it was going to say a shakra because he thought it was beer. And what does he end up doing? He catches himself and he realizes that he's holding a cup of wine and he ends up saying Brei Pri HaGafen. So when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he had in mind shakra, but he ended up actually saying what? Brei Pri HaGafen. Do you go bust at the beginning or the end? So what does the Gemara say? Well, it doesn't make a difference because shakra is good on everything. Go ahead, Yatza.
Yatza, the inami im amar shahakol, shakoni abid baro, Yatza. The hatznan akulam im amar shakoni abid baro, Yatza.
Beautiful. It says in the Mishnah, daf memam and alfin brachas, shahakol works on everything. Shahakol's a bracha that works on everything. Tani, you got the Gemara there in brachas? Okay, you're Yatza with everything. So what's the big deal? Lamai says, there's no big deal. Oh, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the shahal is. Ella what?
Ella hecha de kanaki, cause of the shakra biade, upisar de chamrebu.
Oh, you're actually holding a cup of beer in your hand and you thought it was wine. And what is the Bach had on? And he says, Ooh, Pasach. And you opened up. He adds a letter Vav. Oh, so when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you had in mind to say Brei Pri HaGafen, and then you catch yourself, see it's beer, and you end up saying Shakel. So what's the Shiloh? If you go bust in the beginning, you're done. You're finished. Because you can't say Brei Pri HaGafen on beer. If you go at the end, you saved yourself. You ended up saying shakal. Yes? Donnie, you got that? That's the shiloh. Look inside. My, go ahead. Busser.
My, busser. Ikar bracha azlina.
Busser means you go after the ikar bracha azlina, which is what? The beginning. Bracha Hashem. Oh?
Hashem.
Or do you go bust the end where you saved yourself? So Gemara leaves it as an open shiloh. Okay? And the Gemara goes and never really answers the shiloh. Halacha l'maisa. So I have a kash on this. Okay, it was a, go to the next page. It's a little bit blurted out. So I'll read it here. I'll help you out here. Akiva, I'll read this one. You know what he asks? A great kasher. The Rabbeinu Yona quotes it. Tamina Rabbeinu Yona on Vavunav Davris in the name of Rabbeinu Haigon. He says, I got a great kasher. If you hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, who cares? At the end of the day, even if you had bracha to Hashem and you had in mind the wrong bracha, but at the end of the day, you don't need kavana anyway. So what's the shiloh? If you're a mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana shita, how do you read the shiloh of the Gemara? What should make a difference? And the Gemara never, you'll tell me, Rebbe, that it's only according to the Mount number holds mitzvahs what? Maybe this whole Gemara is only according to the Mount mitzvahs kavana. Why can't you say that, David? Because Gemara never said it. The Gemara never said we're asking the shiloh only according to one Mount number. So it implies that it works according to both. So it works according to both. How do you read this Gemara of the old mitzvahs and shiloh kavana? That's the kashan. Let me read it to you. Amnam. Take a look inside. Amnam Rabbeinu Haigon Zichron Lebracha. Everyone got it? Where I underlined there, Harbimin and Maforshim Paskin, there are many that Paskin, we happen to Paskin out the way, the mitzvah Saint Shukas Kavona, the Koshulahem, the Havil Lamemar, the Havil and Lamemar, Havishil and the Skavin of Arachal Shechar Mishila, Kavin Shinas is a mitzvah Yotzav, Amad Lovishatun. Says, even though he didn't have the right bracha on the beer from the beginning when he said bracha to Hashem, he thought it was wine, he had it in my beer coffin, who cares? At the end of the day, you got it right, you did the mitzvah, so it should be good. You don't need Kavona to do a mitzvah. Did everyone got that kasha? Yeah? It's a great kasha. Donnie, you got this? If you hold mitzvah, just come on to Jacob, you got this? What does it make a difference? If you hold mitzvah, just come on, what does it make a difference? What you were thinking in the beginning. The end of the day, I'm Yotze. I said it good in the end. And even if I had Brachat Hashem in mind for nothing else, I don't need kavan anyway. So what's the answer? You guys got to get this down. The answer is as follows, before we read it inside. The machloik is in Shas Matthew. As to whether mitzvah is what, sriches kavana or not, is what?
It's about
a maisa. Did you eat the korach with kavana? Did you do the megillah? They're always talking about maisa. Did you shake the lulav? The machlokas in shas, as to whether mitzvah is kavana or not, are totally when you do a maisa. Does a maisa need kavana? Shaking the lulav, eating the matzah. You follow me, Simi? When you do a maisa, do you need kavana? When you don't do a maisa, when you need a maisa, do you need kavana? If you don't need kavana, yes. If you don't need kavana, you don't need. It's enough that I'm doing a maisa. Adam, you follow me? I don't need to have kavana. A maisa is enough if I hold mitzvah kavana. Mitzvah kavana is not enough. But however, David, if the mitzvah is just what? Dibor alone. That it's only Dibor alone, then you have nothing to hold your hat on. And you better bet your bottom dollar you need to have kavana. Otherwise, it's Dibor without Kavanah is a zero. If all you have is Dibor, or if all you have is an Amira, everyone agrees you need Kavanah. Everyone agrees. Ariel, you got me? Everyone agrees you need Kavanah. Yehuda, get that down. And since Shofar is what? Since a Brach is what? Amira? Everyone is going to agree you need Kavanah. Otherwise, the Amira without a Kavanah is not an Amira.
So Shmira counts as Amira.
Oh, so we'll get to it. Let's read it inside the answer. Yesh Lomar, the Afilu Misha Sover Mitzvah Sensu Kavana, Hani Mili Vidarish Yesh Vol Maisa, Shia Maisa Uba Makam Kavana, Gagon Natilus Lulav, in our Masechta, Tamina Migabao Navigbe, as soon as you lift up the Lulav, you Yotze. What do you mean I had no Kavana? I don't need Kavana. Chen Kol Yotze, Ava Mitzvah Shia Tluya Ba Mira Bilvad, Vadai Bilvad, Vadai Tzricha Kavana, Shia Mira Hibalev, Kshena Miskavin Ba Mira, Ain't They Know Some Maisa? And when you're not miskaven by Amira, they don't do a maisa nimsa kamisha losa shum dover miyam. It's like you did nothing. All you have your hang your hat on is the Amira. But if you had a kavana, Adam, it's a zero. So that's why in brachis, when you have the shaila, as to whether I go bust the psicha or the chasima or what, if I don't make it a kavana anyway, it's a big deal. Yes, you do. Even according to Manamit Sisu's kavana, that's only if it's a maisa you don't need kavana. But if it's Amira, you need kavana. Yes? Yoni, clear? Based on that answer, we can come up with a new answer to steer in the Rambam. Similar to the second answer for a different reason. What's the answer? The rule is what? Matzah. Mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. Why is shofar different? Not like the second answer, you need kavana tvei, but because why? It's a din of shmia. Shmia is like amira. There's nothing that there's no maisa to it. The nature of the mitzvah is shmia alone. If the nature of the mitzvah is shmia alone, what is the law? What is the nusach habracha that the machaber passes like the Rambam? Lishmoa kol shofar. The mitzvah is shmia, to facilitate a shmia. That's the nusach habracha against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the mitzvah is tkiyah. His nusach is al tkiyah shofar. The Rambam distinguishes between, I want you to get this down. Where's another time that we blow the shofar?
Yovel.
Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. Excellent, Ephraim. There the Rambam writes the mitzvah is tkiyah. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is shmiyah. The Rambam says, Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, when you blow the shofar, that's tkiyah. But on Rosh Hashanah, the nature of the mitzvah is what? Shmiyah. What happens if you use a stolen shofar? Are you Yotze?
Yes.
Why? What does the Rambam say?
Ein
b'shmiyah din gezel. Shmiyah. Ein b'shmiyah din gezel. Get that down. The Rambam drives home this concept, the mitzvah Marty is shmiyah. Listening. It's not the tkiyah. The shofar facilitates the shmiyah. But the nature of the mitzvah is lishmoa kol shofar. To the degree, let's go back to the first packet. Look at the last page in the first packet. Go ahead, Akiva. This is from the great Gaon Reb Zvi Pesach Frank, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He wrote a very beautiful sefer called Mikroi Kodesh.
Is it the fourth mile?
No. We're still in the third, building up this mitzvah of shmiyah. Go ahead. Why do you cover the shofar when the Baal Tokeh says the bracha? He says two brachas. Lishmo kol shofar and shechianu. Why do you cover it? Go ahead. Yeah, I'm not sure who that is. One of the Gedolei Achronim. Go ahead. Reb David Luria. So this is the first reason Al-Pi Nistar. Shehu? Avram was supposed to shech Yitzchak. That's what he thought. So he hid Yitzchak at the time when he built the Mizbech to get it ready, because he didn't want the Satan to throw a stone on him and cause a bruise and make him a moon. This time period, we're like Karbonos. Remember we said that? That's why you need 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, at least, of Slichos. And that's what we're doing. Because we need to check ourselves whether we have a mum or not. You need at least 4 days. Right? Vasisim Ola. By all the other Karbonos of Parshas Minchas, by the Yom Tovim, it says what? All the other Yom Tovim, it says Vikraftim Ola, Vikraftim Ola. By Rosh Hashanah, it says Vasisim Ola. Make yourselves an Ola. Make sure you have no mum, Donnie. Yes? That's why we say Slichos in these 4 days.
Check yourself.
You got it? Donnie, you got this core? So that's the reason Alpi Nistar that we cover the shofar. What's the reason Alpi Nigla? Go ahead. And the shofar is Zechel Ayel. So if Yitzchak was covered, we cover the shofar. That's Alpi Nistar. What's Alpi Nigla? Go ahead. Alpi Alacha means Alpi Nigla. Who meet they? We don't want the shofar to be embarrassed. The shofar represents tkiyah, not shmiyah. So just like we say kiddush, we cover the bread, we're not saying the kiddush on the bread. We're saying it on the wine. We also don't want the shofar to get embarrassed either. We want to highlight the mitzvah shmiyah. Good Issa, go ahead. Exactly, we're saying Kiddush on the wine before we say Amotzi. So to here, we don't say the brach on the what? On the shofar, we say on the shmiyah. We don't want it to be embarrassed, so we cover it over. This highlights for us, guys, accentuates for us that the mitzvah shofar is what? Yeah. Is not tkiyah, but it is shmiyah. Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, it is what? It is tkiyah, Rambam says. Now, who argues on the Rambam? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the Nusach HaBrachah is al tkiyah shofar. The Rush quotes him in the end of Rosh Hashanah. He writes that the mitzvah is tkiyah. But what other halacha did we prove that mitzvah shmiyah according to the Rambam? Ein b'kol din gezel. He says that you can't steal something that's intangible, can't steal sound. So even if you steal a shofar and you blow it, everyone hears it, you're yotzei. The Ravid argues and quotes a pasuk and says, Yelachem. Even if the stolen shofar, it's good. Ram says, I don't even need a pasuk. Ein b'kol din gezel. So what emerges is a third answer. What's the third answer? What's the third answer? That the Rambam's matzah is the rule mitzvah. It's going to why is shofar different? Not like the second answer in the Kavana, but like the third answer because of din of shmiyah. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah said in the name of the Rav Haigon, that all you have is a mirror. Everyone agrees mitzvah is Kavana. Okay?
That mitzvah is ein shriyah as Kavana in the third answer.
The third answer is also like the same. The rule is mitzvah ein shriyah as Kavana. Matzah is the rule. But why is shofar the exception, David? The second answer is exception because you need what? More kavana because of the din of tefillah. What's the third answer? You need more kavana because why? Because of the din of what? What is the shofar? Donnie, it's the din of what? Shmiyah. Right, the shmiyah. That was for the second answer. That was the Ramban that was davening that. It's the din of tefillah. To accentuate tefillah. The third answer is to accentuate that it's the din of shmiyah on its own. Not necessarily based on the din of tefillah. Okay, we got that, Chlor? That's the third answer. Okay. Now we want to give a fourth answer to solve the steer in the Rambam. Yes, David?
We say mitzvahs don't need kavana, but I thought we said shmiyah doesn't need kavana. So why should you...
We said that shmiyah needs kavana.
Davka needs.
That's why it's the exception, right? And we said even the man d'amrit and shas that holds what? Mitzvah saint srichas kavana holds by shmiyah that what? You'll need kavana. By amir and shmir, yes? Now I want you to get down in your notes before we start the fourth answer. The Bach here, and I think it's blotted out in your thing. The Bach in Osvav, on this Rabbeinu Yonah, points out that there's a sugya in Shas that holds that this is wrong. Where's the sugya? The beginning of Perek, the second Perek of Brachos called what? What's the second Perek of Brachos called?
Einomden.
Hayakore, no? Hayakore. Andafi, Einomden is the fifth Perek, okay? In Perek, it's a good try. In Perek Hayakore, what do you mean it's a good try? Better than nothing, right? But there's no guessing in Torah. We always say that. Either know it or you don't, right? Right, that's true also. But there's no guessing in Torah. It's a different thing. In Matthew, there's no guessing in Torah. Either know it or you don't. That's why I never give multiple choice bechinas. It doesn't show anything. Okay, now listen to this. Perek Hayakore. Adam, you with me? Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's get this. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.
I only take.
What does the Ephraim? What does the first Mishnah say in the second parak? The first Mishnah in the second parak. Dan. Parak Hayakore. It's talking about Kriyashma. What's the first line in the Gemara? Please get it down. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says Shma Mina Mitzvus Sriches Kavana. What is the topic? Kriyashma Zamira. So you see, the Gemara presents a machloikis even by what? Mitzvahs of Amira. Please get this down. The box says that this sugya is against who? The sugya on Daf Yud Gimel is against the sugya on Daf what? On Daf Yud Beis, the sugya right before. There's a machloikis in sugyas. Rav Haigon is only going according to the sugya on Daf Yud Beis that holds this shtickle tire. That if it's only Amira, everyone agrees you need what? Everyone agrees you need kavana. But the Bach digs up a sugya on the very next daf that says explicitly not that way. He says in the beginning of Perek Hayakore, it says not that way.
I mean, clearly Rabbeinu Yonah knew about that Gemara the next.
Yes, that's what I'm. So the Bach is saying, Rav Haigon is saying, the two sugyas argue on one another.
That was the general.
Daf Yud Beis is arguing in Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Beis says that the Man Domer holds Mitzvah Saint Sukkos Kavana does not say that if it's only a mirror. And that Daf Yud Gimel says no, he holds across the board Mitzvah Saint Sukkos Kavana. I want you to get that down. That's what the Bach writes here in Osvav. That's his horror.
That's the general.
It's a beautiful horror.
It's the
okay?
general derech of the Gaonim was that there was an Iker Sukkah.
Yes, is that true?
Like it.
How do you know that's true?
Huh?
How do you know that's true?
Just reading.
From who? Who says that?
I think Dr. Grach says that.
Dr. Grach says that? Okay, yeah. Good. Dr. Frank's pointing out that Dr. Soloveitch, the Rav's son, was one of my Rebbeim. Points out that the Gaonim many times will go work with one sugya as opposed to another. This is a great example of that. I want you to show it to me after Rosh Hashanah in his article, okay? Very good. I don't remember him ever saying that to us, but it makes sense.
Only Tosos started with
Tosos try to always solve his theories. Okay, you show it to me, okay? The Rambam followed that suit, okay? That he went with many times apostle like one sugya. Okay, so we got this Chlor. So we got how many answers in the Rambam now?
Four.
No, how many answers do we have in the Rambam?
Three.
Only three. We developed each answer in the Rambam. Now we go to number four. Let's go. Okay, let's go back to the first packet, please. Let's go back to the first packet. The page right before it. The end. Okay, two pages right before it. The Ritva and Sukkah Daf Lamed. Go ahead, Akiva, you're doing a great job. Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Sukkah. Okay?
Yeah.
Before we begin, just a bit of background. There is a principle called the Mitzvah Baba Veir. If you steal a lulav, you're not Yotzeh. Number one, it's not yours. Number two, the mitzvah came about through an aveira. Correct. There is a topic called mitzvah baba aveira. Excellent, Matthew. Tosis will hopefully we'll see it inside this year. On Testament Beis and our Masechta of Sukkah says the whole concept is only the Rabbanan. It's a collector's item. Mitzvah baba aveira only makes something possible in the Rabbanan. We generally do not assume like that day in Tosis. Tosis and Daf Lamed in Sukkah definitely says it's a you're not yotzim in a Torah. It's a psul min a Torah. It's a machloikus in Tosisim. What the koch of mitzvah baba aveir is. Take a look at sukkah daf lamed aleph umed aleph. What about a stolen sukkah? Go ahead. You know why a stolen sukkah is possible? Because it says, chak asukkahs, tasa lecha. If you stole it, it's bad. Let me ask you a kasha. All the Rishonim are bothered by this. Please get it. Get it down. Why must you dig up a pasuk to tell me that a stolen sukkah is possible? Why can't you just say mitzvah ba veru? You hear the kasha? It's a great kasha. Tosis asks it, Donnie, get it down. The Ritva asks it, why must you dig up a posset to pass la sukkah psula when we have an accepted principle called mitzvah ba veru? That's the kasha that all the Rishonim are bothered by. So let's see inside. Go ahead, Akiva. Tonor Bonon. Tonor
Bonon, Sukkah Gazula.
Guy's a meshugan. He goes in another friend's sukkah. It's not really a friend. And he takes the friend up, picks him up, and throws him out of the sukkah and takes over the sukkah. Go ahead. The Rebbe Eliezer.
Rebbe Eliezer, Savar, Karka, and Anishalis.
You can't steal sukkah. Go ahead.
The sukkah Sha'ola.
We consider it to be a borrowed sukkah. You got to be Yotze with your own sukkah, according to Rebbe Eliezer. Go ahead, Rabbanan Sabre. Rabbanan Seir Yotze. It's unbelievable, no? Rabbanan Seir Yotze in such a case. Go ahead. You hear the kasha? Isn't that a terrible act? You take your friend and throw him out? Please get it, Matthew. Doesn't that make it a mitzvah baba avera? What's the answer? Go ahead. Wow. This is mamish, a collector's item. Aval what? So Tosu says, we don't have the Tosu on the daf, that we limit the scope of mitzvah bavera to a few mitzvahs. Only mitzvahs that engender ritsui, appeasement, that give you kapara from Hashem for your averas, like korbanos. Where's the marker that a shofar's ritsui? Get it down. Where's the marker that shofar's ritsui? I'll tell you. Andaf. Yes. Andaf chavov amid aleph. The Gemara says a shofar cannot be made from a bull or a cow. Why not? Because it reminds us of what? The egel ha what? Egel azav. That's a principle called en kategor. The prosecutor cannot become the defender. But the Gemara says that's only said in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Why do you think the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the golden vestments? He only wears the big beloved inside. Because it reminds me of memories of what? But that's only Lefan and Lefin. Frek the Gemara, shofar's bechutz. Frek the Gemara. The Gemara says shofar's bechutz. Shofar nami mi bechutzu. Chavavam and Alath and Roshana, get it down. Answers the Gemara came into the Zichron who kibifnim dami. Whoa! Since the shofar conjures up our lives in front of Hashem Kaviyachol and Rosh Hashanah judges us, it's like it is in the inter sanctum. The shofar is viewed as if it's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. Whoa! When you hear the shofar in the first and second day, it's like you're in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and therefore you can apply the concept of the Enkategor Nesesenegor, and therefore cannot come from a cow. It cannot come from a cow. And therefore, Alpidin, since it's so close, therefore it's viewed as what? Ritsui. Shofar is viewed as ritsui, appeasement. It's a unique, special mitzvah, like a korban. Rav Orman Zatzal point out, where is a lulav ritzui? Where's the Makor and Shas that lulav is ritzui? What do we do when we shake a lulav? We're meratz Hashem for rain. Without rain, we could die. What daf? Bezim and Bezim Tainus. Get it down. The lulav is to meratz al-mayim.
Oh, that's Sim and Klal also.
No, but we shake the lulav for what? For rain at the appropriate times. Not now on Sukkot.
No, but isn't that the same doc that says that's rain on...
That's a Bezim and Aleph. The Bezim and Bez. It says lulav and Ratz Alamayim at the appropriate times. So korbanos, shofar lulav, kiyotzebem. What's kiyotzebem mean? Similar mitzvahs. I don't know. I was thinking tzedakah or maybe davening. Maybe tzedakah also might be special. Maybe because you care about other people, maybe davening. I don't know if you stole someone's sitter.
Well,
maybe Hashem wouldn't want your davening if he stole someone's sitter. But sukkah is what? Sukkah is not ritzui. Even though it says chal shem shemayim chagiga Allah, there is a chalosh shem shemayim of the chagiga on the sukkah, and daftesim and aleph, but it is not the same level of what? It is not ritzui. So since the sukkah is not ritzui, do not apply the principle of what?
Mitzvah
baba averit to sukkah. It's a great mitzvah, but it's not like shofar, lulav, and karbonos. Because it doesn't have that element of ritzui to it.
So Mount is also like this in category sukkah?
Exactly. And that's exactly what he asks. Go ahead, Akiva. The Ritva doesn't like this answer of Tysus. Go ahead. Hello, Nira.
Hello, Nira. The Habib Yerushalmi. Check this. Hashashim of the matzah. The matzah shall tevel.
Are you allowed to eat matzah of tevel? You know what tevel is?
Not
fruits and vegetables are trumas and maisers, were not separated.
Yeah.
You know, as you grew a third, you piled them up into a pile, you brought them into your house, you eat them, you have to give off trumas and maisers, then it becomes chulin, what's left? The other stuff, the trumas, you give to the kohanim, right? So what happens if you eat matzah shel tevel, the seder? What does it say in Yushalmi? What happens if you have stolen matzah? Go ahead, Akiva matzah zulam. Udechach sivna? There it is. What do you see from that Yushalmi? That we apply mitzvah baba avera outside of mitzvahs that are what? That have ritzui. So he says that answer is wrong. That answer is wrong. So why don't we apply mitzvah baba avera with a guy that came into someone else's sukkah and threw him out? Why don't we apply it? We're over here. Yoni, we're in the Ritva. Okay? Go ahead. Finish it up. Aval anachon hu?
Aval anachon kevan de lo kane la klau.
You cannot acquire the sukkah. When you threw your friend out of the sukkah, you didn't acquire it. Go ahead. And by sitting in the sukkah, you didn't take it out of your friend's rishus. Stayed in his rishus the whole time. Go ahead. Kenishkalel. Right? It's Kenishkalel, yeah? So you see that what? The sukkah is what, even though you might have physically stolen, but halakhically you didn't steal, because you can't steal land. So that's why it's not a mitzvah baba avera. You follow me? But at the end of the day, we have a big machlok, is what the scope of mitzvah baba avera is. Is it limited to mitzvah ritzui, or does it apply even to what? Mitzvahs are not ritzui. Sukkah is not ritzui. Matzah is not ritzui. They're great mitzvahs, but they're not ritzui. That's why you need to dig up a pasuk in a case where it could be stolen. Let's say you stole the walls. Or you stole the wood and you build a case. That would be chagakus tasa lecha. But why didn't you dig up a pasuk? Say mitzvah baba avera. Because you only say it by mitzvahs that what? Engender ritzui. According to the Baal HaTaisus. Everyone got this? This is amazing chiddush.
How does this help the seer? Oh.
How does this help the seer? It helps like this. Go ahead, Yoni.
No,
you have a kasha?
Yeah, I was
going to
ask something.
Go ahead.
Still should be an avera, even if you're not really stealing his land.
It is avera, but it won't disqualify the chefza. It is avera. You're going to have to klap al chay. You're going to have to ask him for mechila, no doubt. But it does not disqualify the chefza of the mitzvah. I'm glad he asked that. It's a good kasha. Okay? So based on this Tosfos that the Ritva quotes, we already had a Ritva quote about. Remember I told you the Ritva quotes about that? A lot of times they're not on the daf. We had that earlier about the Chidush Shel Barzal. Correct. So how are we going to use this to answer a fourth answer? I'll tell you like this. The fourth answer also, the rule is what? Matzah. Mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. But shofar is an exception. Why is shofar an exception? Because you need ritzui. It's a close relationship to Hashem and us through the shofar. The shofar is that medium. and that engenders ritzui. And you better bet your bottom dollar that you cannot have ritzui unless you have kavana. There is no way that you can have ritzui without kavana. Not a chance. You cannot have ritzui without kavana. So therefore, the fourth answer is the Rambam holds the rule is matzah, Ariel, mitzvah ain't zrichas kavana. Why is shofar different? Not because of the din tefillah like the second answer. Not because of the din shmiya like the third answer. But because of the fourth answer, which is what? The din ritzui. You got this, David? Amazing, no? You see the structure? You'd say this over in your own shul, on Sukkos.
The Olam de Shavuot.
Thank you, Matthew. You're right. It's Olam de Shavuot. I want you to say it over. I want you to say it over in the shul. Let the Rav have a break. Let your Rav have a break. Say you want to say Shtikl Torah. Now I want you to get this. Listen to this. Based on this, it's amazing. The beginning of Lulav HaGazal in Armasechta, a Lulav HaYavish is good or bad?
Bad.
Bad. Why is it bad?
Not
Rashi says it's not Hadar.
Hadar, but you know.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says
Zekelevanveo. Excellent, Matthew and Ephraim. Excellent. What does Tosos ask on that? Get this down. What does the first Tosos ask in Sukkah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis? Hiddur mitzvah is ever makev? What is Hiddur mitzvah?
Derabbanan.
Glorify man. No, so Machleis is derives the Derabbanan. But it's never makev. Machleis rive at Rush. Whether it's derives the Derabbanan. But it's never makev. If you don't have a beautiful esrog, are you still Yotze?
Yes.
Of course. How can Rashi say Lulav HaYavish is possible because of what? Hiddur mitzvah. Zekei Levan Veil. Matthew, how can you say it? Taisus asks, is it against the Gemara?
It says in the Pasuk.
What do you mean it says in the Pasuk? That's what Taisus says. Hadar.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the global Hiddur mitzvah. Please get this. Donnie, please get this. What does Taisus say why Lulav HaYavish is possible?
Because Hadar.
Because it says Hadar by what? Pre-Eitz Hadar is referring to what?
Esrog.
We makish that to Lulav. So that's a special din. It's not Hadar, it's bad. But how can Rashi quote the universal din of Hiddur mitzvah? Hiddur mitzvah is never makev at it. It's never makev. How can Rashi say such a thing? You got the kasha? So I want to say it like this. Chiddush Nifla, get it down. Since the element Akiva by Lulav is also Ritzui, there is no way that you can achieve Ritzui with a dried out Lulav. Do you know what the Yushalmi says about a dried out Lulav? The Rival quotes it. It says, Law Mason, Yahaluka. You cannot praise Hashem with a dead Lulav. But I'm adding on the Chiddush. You got to get this down, Matthew. When it comes to Hiddur mitzvah by a mitzvah that you're supposed to achieve, Ritzui, the Hiddur mitzvah is Ma'akev Ephraim. You hear the Chiddush we're saying based on this? This is a Chiddush Nifla. This is a Chiddush Nifla we're saying. We're saying that normally matzah is sincere kavana. Shofar is an exception. You have to achieve Ritzui, so if you don't have kavana, you can't achieve it. I'm adding on another Chiddush. I'm adding on that Rashi holds that Hiddur mitzvah, by a mitzvah where you're supposed to achieve Ritzui, if you don't achieve Ritzui, what's the din? The whole thing blows up. You couldn't do this mitzvah in a beautiful way. You couldn't give this mitzvah a beautiful structure to a chefza. You couldn't do this. If you want to achieve appeasement, you should have made it nice. Hiddur mitzvah beautified.
What's a nice shofar?
Like,
can you use any shofar?
Based on what we're saying, you're right. It should be a nice shofar. Yes. Should be a nice shofar. Nice one. Should be better curved. Yeah. Lamais, it should be better. If it's so ugly and bad, then maybe it's makif. Okay? That's a good point, Donnie. That would come out of Chiddush. What we're saying is a gigantic, gigantic Chiddush. But at least it's an answer to answer up Rashi. I once heard from a Vorman Zatzal that he wanted to do two types of Hiddur mitzvah. There's a Hiddur mitzvah on the Maisa, a mitzvah like putting the Arba Minim together. And then there's a Hiddur mitzvah on the Chefsa. The Hiddur mitzvah on the Chefsa is Makif. That's a Chiddush, not true. You're supposed to make a Sefer Torah Na, a Sitzis Na. Let's say you have a Sefer Torah, it's not Na. Are you still Yotze? Of course you are. It's not Makif. Hiddur mitzvah on the chefzah is usually not makif. Unless he meant to say what we're saying, that this chefzah is special because it's supposed to achieve ritzui. So we're saying two chidushim here. That what? That because you're doing the mitzvah of ritzui, Actually, three chidushim. What are the three chidushim? By a mitzvah ritzui, you can say mitzvah babavera. Number one. What's number two? Yoni? Number one, mitzvah babavera. Number two, you need to have kavana. And number three, it's got to be what? Muhudar. Those are three halachas. Please get them down in your notes that flow from the skittish of ritzui. Number one, you only say mitzvah babavera by it. Number two, we're saying what? You need kavana, tfei. And number three, you need what? What's number three? You need the hitter mitzvah will be likuva, which is a chiddush nifla. Hitter mitzvah of universal will be likuva here, which is an unbelievable chiddush, backed up on that Yushalmi of lo amesim haluk. So, after, what'd you say?
What's the third one? Mitzvah
Bavera
needs to be
here. Mitzvah Bavera is only on a mitzvah that engenders ritzui. Number two, you need to have kavana by a mitzvah that's ritzui. You don't have kavana, it's not good. And number three, you need to be muhudar. You need a hitter mitzvah that's got to be glorified and beautiful. And if you don't, it's likuva. So after it's all said and done, we solve this theory in the Rambam with four different answers. The first answer being that the klal is shofar for mitzvah shrichas kavana. And matz is an exception because of the hana you got. Right? You ate it. Two, three, and four is the opposite. That the rule is matzah, mitzvahs, ein shrichas kavana. Shofar is an exception either because of what? Kavana, shmiya, or ritzui. Yes? Now, who's the Rambam paskin you like in the Gemara, though? Depends which answer you want to say. Reb Zeir only commented on what? On the shofar. So maybe he passes like Reb Zeir. And mitzvahs what? Shrichas kavana. Yes? And then what? If mitzvah shrichas kavana, that's the first answer, matzah would be the exception to the rule. Okay? Or you could say what? Or you could say what? What could you say? Halacha l'maaseh. You could say pasuk is like Reb Zeira, but shofar was what? The exception to the rule, and Reb Zeira would say matzah was the what? Matzah was the rule, and shofar is an exception for two, three, or four. Either because of what? Either because of kavana, either because of shmiya, or either because of ritzui. But we're going to assume he holds like Reb Zeira. You understand what we just said? He holds like Reb Zeira, but we hold like Reb Zeira was shofar the rule, was shofar the exception. That depends on which one of the answers we want to suggest. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? All right. Please get the mitzvah shofar. I want to just close this nekuda. Lamaisa, there's a few Nikudas I wanted to get from the Gemara and Sukkah. I want to just do one or two and then we'll close with some of Rosh Hashanah. I want to just reiterate when we did the Gemara yesterday, okay? I don't know if you had this in your mind. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
Sorry, wasn't the first answer out of the four the one that Hanaz supplants the lack of Kavana?
Yes, correct. But the rule is that Shofar is the rule. Shofar's rule, mitzvah is kavana, and matzah, you didn't have kavana. You did because you had filled up your stomach.
Shofar is the rule because you're not getting kavana, so mitzvah is kavana.
Yes, correct. That's the first answer. The Rambam talks, mitzvah is kavana, shofar is the rule. That's why you're not yotze. Matzah is good because the hanas supplants the lack of kavana.
Okay, I just thought you said it differently.
No. Again, that's I think I said it like that. The first answer is the rule is mitzvah is kavana, shofar is the rule, matzah is the exception. Two, three, and four, matzah is the rule, that mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, and shofar is the exception either because of tefillah, shmiya, or ritzui. Okay?
Got it.
But he's holding like Reb Zeira. You following me?
Yeah.
But when Reb Zeira said shofar needs kavana, is that an example or an exception? Okay. There's a few in Yonim I want to do from Sukkah. We're not going to have time. Let's just mention one point I want you to get. I don't know if you guys realize that, but in the Havamina of the Gemara, then when the Gemara said, oh, it's not the der, the Gemara said, a woman sits in a sukkah where it's ventilated. Remember we had that? Then the Gemara said, it's not the derech of a woman to what? It's not the derech of a woman to what? To be in a sukkah katana. Why is it not a derech for a woman to be in a sukkah katana, a queen? Because she has all her servants with her. It won't be big enough. So then the Gemara said it was made of cubicles. But what was made of cubicles? The whole sukkah was made of cubicles. So it's also not mistabra, the Gemara says, that a queen is in one cubicle and all the servants are in their own various cubicles. Kind of, because why is it not the derech? I didn't say it outside. It's not the derech because a queen should have at least part of her sukkah where there's a big room where she can have guests and be like palatial. I didn't say that, but that was the assumption of the Gemara. You follow me? And then the very maskana of the Gemara is that what? Is that there is a big sukkah But she's herself only in the what? She herself is only in the cubicle. Correct? So therefore that answers everything because there's a big sukkah. Now, because Avram asked me yesterday, remember we said the Aruch Lanier said that the kids were sitting in their what? In their various what? In their various own cubicles? But there also was a sukkah gedola. In the Havamina of the Gemara, all it was is that there was cubicles. Because Avram asked, didn't the Gemara say that earlier? No, it didn't. That's why I said Avram earlier in Seder. Earlier in the Gemara, it was all cubicles. In the Maskonis Gemara, there are cubicles, but there's also a big part. And that fulfills her role of being queen, that there was a big room where she could have her guests. So I wanted to just reiterate, I didn't say that in sure. I thought I should have emphasized it. But that's clearly the Gemara was assuming, okay? So the Gemara said either they had ventilation according to one opinion, and then the Gemara said it was only a sukkah katana, but she's got to have guests. She's got to have her servants in it. It's too small. So Gemara says, oh, it's all cubicles. That's also not shy. She's in a cubicle, and they're also in a cubicle, but the whole thing was cubicles. The maskara was that there was a big room there, sukkah gadol, but there were also parts of it that were cubicles. She was in a cubicle, and everyone else was there, but it was palatial, so it fit her role of being a queen. That's all the time we have to finish that nekuda. Let's close with something. So first of all, I want to give a bracha to you and your families. You should have a happy, healthy year. You should daven with a lot of kavanah and imam l'chakodesh baruch hu. And I want to just close with something Rav Huttner Zatzal said. Every chag has a coinage to it, a matbeah, has its uniqueness. And he develops beautifully that Rosh Hashanah, the matbeah, is gimel chasadim. That's why, even though Mikra Din, if you wronged a friend, when are you supposed to ask it for Mechila? Erev Yom Kippur. But in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it's a minig yafa to ask an Erev Rosh Hashanah. Because it says in Nehemiah, Perichess, the Shulchan Manus Lein Nachamlo. You should give gifts to people, help people out. Shulchan Manus, you always think is poor, but it's also Rosh Hashanah. Right, but Lamaisa, it says Shulchan Manus Lein Nachamlo. Give people things they have nowhere to go. Part of the matbeah that can show me this gimlus chasadim. I'll prove it to you. Vahi bishur melech. Bisasef roshiyam. Yachad. Yachad, yachad. Yachad shifti Yisrael. You want to declare Hashem as being the king? Listen to this. We have to be biyachad. If you want to declare Hashem being the king, we have to be biyachad. That's why we have gimlus chasadim. That is the kedusha yom of Rosh Hashanah. So you should ask for mechila if you hurt someone here of Rosh Hashanah. Because we need to be bond together to be able to truly be Mamlech Hashem. Hashem says, you want me to be your king? All you guys should be on the same team, be together. And that is the Kedusha Sayom of what? Of Rosh Hashanah. It's a unique, special concept. So we're Mamlech Hashem, and we also do Gimlus Hasadim. We devote ourselves to this. Everyone should have a great Kaven Shur. Amen. Sunday, we have Shir Som Gedalia. Okay? Wow. Alright, everyone have a good. I want to shake everyone's hand.
Is it after Rosh Hashanah or just before Rosh Hashanah?
Take yourself!
Before. Before.